Okay, Chevra, we're learning the dinim in Siman Kuf Aleph of Halachos of Chaticha Harabuya Lehiskabed, and the basic Halachos of Chaticha Harabuya Lehiskabed in Seif Beis, we see that it's only considered Chaticha Harabuya Lehiskabed if it's an Isser Machmas Atma, for example, a Nevela or Basa B'chol. But if it's an Isser that was Mekabel Tam from something else, then that's not considered a Chaticha HaRe'uya LeHiskabed. This issue itself is a Machlekes HaRishonim in the Mordechai in Siman Tafresh Ayin Dalet. He quotes from the Rav Yah, that the Rav Yah assumes that even what we would call an Isser Balua is also termed a Chaticha HaRe'uya LeHiskabed. Nonetheless, we paskin that to be Re'uya LeHiskabed, it has to be that the item itself is chashuv. If the item only received iser from somewhere else, so the iser hamikori, is not chashuv, so that is not called a chaticha hare'uya lehiskabed. Despite the fact that we paskin that Ashkenazim paskin that there is a din of chanan b'sha'ari surim, the Rosh tells us in Perek Zayin, Siman Lamed Vav, the Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim is not enough to make it a Chaticha HaRe'uya LeHiskabed. L'cha'ayra, what that means is that Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim is just a way of calculating how much you have to be Mevatel. Right? It's just a din in Kamos. However, the Eichos of the Iser, the quality of the Iser, does not change. Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim does not make the entire item usher. Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, or it doesn't transform the entire item. Rather, Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim just changes the amount of kamos that I have to be mevata. And Kenan HaDevarim, so the Prima Godim here in the Tasif Katan Gimel, raises the question as, according to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ke'ikar is such a Doiraisa, that if I eat any kezayis of this item, I get malchus, which bepashtus means that tam keiker is mamish transformative. So in kainim hadavarim, it should emerge on libet rabbeinu tam, we would say that it is considered a chaticha re'uya lehiskabed even on an iser balua, which would end up being the same as that shita of the Rav Yah that the that the Mordechai quoted. Okay, so that is one nekuda, but again, this is all academic. L'maisa, we paskin that we do not apply the rule of Chaticha Re'uya LeHiskabed by an Iser Balua, nitvi the Rav Yah, and nitvi that Rabbeinu Tam, etc. The Goyin over here, in Os Zayin, in the Likot, the Goyin says that the makar for this din, the Chaticha HaRe'uya LeHiskabed, is only formulated by an Iser Mekori, not by an Iser Balua, is from the Taisus on Daf Kuf Chesim Abeis. Taisus over there discusses a case of Melach HaBalua Midam. Let's say I have salt that I used to salt an animal, so that salt is now absorbed, thoroughly suffused with dam. And then that salt falls into something else. Do I apply the rule that this is a milsa d'avida l'taim and it's not going to be bottle? So Taisus over there quotes on Kuf Ches on the base. Taisus says that, you know what? It is going to be bottle. Because ein ha-ne'esar yachol le'esar b'makayim shay iser atmo ein yachol le'leich. The dam is the real iser. Dam is not a milsa d'avid l'taima. So the dam alone could not answer this. The ne'esar, the melach, is avid l'taima. But the melach can't answer more than the iser dam. And therefore, says the Goyin, therefore, we see that an Iser Balua is not transformative. An Iser Balua doesn't change the Eichos. It's rather a din in the Kamos exclusively, like we've been saying. This halacha melech havalu amidam is the last din in Simen Kufei. The last halacha in Simen Kufei of melech havalu amidam is that we paskin that it does not have the status of milsa da avida lataima like Taisvis. However, the Badei HaShulchan notes on page 119, going over to 120, that position in the Taisvis, that Melach HaBalua Midam is not concerned Milsa David Lataima, that position in Taisvis is not at all unanimous. In that same Taisvis on Kuf Chesam and Beis, you get the impression that the Rashbam disagrees. And if you look in the Ran on Mem Gimel on Med Beis Bedat HaRif, by the way, that Ran is mamish as long as the Golos. Right? The Ran is like, woo, it's like two full counts. There's like no riff on the page. Right? It's like Ran. Like, when are you going to stop, dude? Right? Like, okay, but that's the long Ran. So the Ran writes that Melech HaBalu Amidam is considered a Milsa de Avida Lataima. So Reb Feivel Cohen notes that nonetheless, the Ran holds that an Isser Balua is not called a Chaticha Ru'ya L'Hiskabed. And this, of course, raises a problem. Because the Gon is telling me that the only reason why an Isser Balua is not called Ru'ya L'Hiskabed is because the Bliya does not transform the Echus of the Isser, like it says on Kuf Chasem Beis with respect to Melech HaBalua Midam. So the Ran who disagrees there on Kuf Chesem Abeis, L'cha'ora, that Ran should say that it is considered Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskabed, yet the Ran on Lamed Vavam L'Aleph B'Dabe HaRif, Reb Feivel notes, assumes that it's not called Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskabed, and Reb Feivel basically blinds Shver. Reb Feivel raises this question, and he doesn't resolve it. He says, it's a good question, dude. I don't know the answer. I'm sorry. The Badei HaShulchan is on page Kuf Chaf Beis. I'm sorry, I said Kuf Yotes. It's really page Kuf Chaf Beis. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a dear beloved friend this year. Our friend who we have become quite acquainted with over the course of the Limud, and that is called the Megillah Sefer. And the Megillah Sefer has an interesting mahalach, which I think is very reasonable. Megillah Sefer says that, you know what? There's really two issues at play over here. One issue is, do I treat the entire item? Does it become qualitatively different, or is it only a difference in quantity? That's where the Gaon looks at it. That Melech HaBalu Amidam, there's no change in the quality of the melach, and therefore, ein hane'esa yochalesar, like we spoke about. However, to say chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed, I'm dawning on whether or not there is chashivos. So even if I hold, like the Rabbeinu Tam's all saying, that Tam ke'ikar is transformative, or I hold like that Ran, that Melech HaBalu Amidam, I'm going to treat it like a Milsa David Lataima to Aser. But that does not necessarily mean that it's considered a Dover Chashuv enough to create the halacha of Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskabed. Mashal Amah HaDover Domeh. We had another din of Chashivos that's not Batol, which we call the Yerudei Simen Kuf, the din of Beria not being Batol. And to be a Beria, we said it has to be, at least according to many Mishainim, it has to be a Davar Ha'osar Mitchilas B'riyasai. Something like an Oif Tameh. But if I have an Oif Tahar Shenis Nabla, that's not called a Beria. Why not? The Teretz is that there's a certain Chashivus to an Isser that's built in to the Teva. An Isser like a Oif Tameh. And there's less Chashivus on an Isser that just happens to occur. So Ke'en Zeh, we could suggest that even though the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tam Ke'ikar is Mamish transformative, but Afilu Hachi, it's not going to become an Isser Chashuv, and it won't be a Chaticha Re'uya Lehiskabed. This is a home run, I think, that the Megillah Sefer hits, no? Megillah Sefer is good. Baseball season already, Rebbe was saying. Right? So, it's mamish amazing, no? We started the year, it was baseball season, and now it still is baseball season. Unbelievable, right? Okay, weiter. Think about it. Right? Okay, weiter. There is a discussion in the Taz and Sifkat and Dalet about the status of cheese. Is cheese considered a chaticha haru'uya lehiskabed? Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that they asered gvinos nachrim, and we don't know exactly why they asered it, and there are six explanations in the Gemara why they asered gvinos nachrim. No? Six explanations in the Gemara. Some say because they're machlikin paneha v'chazir. Some say machlikin paneha v'chaymet shosdam yenam. Some say that they asked gavinas nachrim because of a concern that maybe a snake put its venom into the packets of milk that remain in the gavina. Some say that the packets of milk that remain in the gavina are considered, or potentially are, Givina, or potentially a chol of akum, the packets of milk are potentially chol of akum, and even though we know that chol of a behema tameya is not maimed, nonetheless, a teeny bit will be in there in the packets, and that's a reason to say it's usher. Some say the reason why givina snachrim is usher is because they are mamidim, oisa, ba'or, kevas, nevela. There's six reasons over there in the Gemara. It's unclear exactly how we paskin. Look at Yeridaeus and Likuv Tesvav, and we'll have lots of fun. But whether givina snachrim is considered an isser machmas atzmai or an isser babula, whether I could say that givina snachrim is mamish treif, kishala atzmo, to apply chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed, is a discussion here in the Taz of Katin Dalet. And the Taz writes that regular givina snachrim is not going to be usser as chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. Because if the reason for the issur gavinas nochrim is that there's a teeny bit of treif milk that's mixed into it, a teeny bit of non-Kol of Yisrael milk that's mixed into it, so that is not enough to be ru'uya lehiskabed. I'm never going to invite a guest over and give the guest a tiny little bit of, right, oh, here, you could have like a tincture of chalav. That's not something that you're mechabed a guest with. Mashal mahadar v'tomeh, we'll speak in a few minutes about how the klipa might not be ru'uya lehiskabed because it's too plain, it's too small to be mechabed anybody. But here, come over, we're going to eat a klipa, right? You don't do that, no? You go out with a girl, and you go to the restaurant, you don't eat only a klipa, right? You have a real meal, no? Ru'uya lehiskabed. That's l'cha'ora. The pshat. So regular cheese is not ru'uya lehiskabed. If the cheese is huamad b'chol of treifa, the Taz and Sifkat and Dalet says that is ru'uya lehiskabed. Because chol of treifa is an iser machmas atzmai, it's not an iser balua. Right? If it's huamad b'nevela, that will be oser machmas balua, and it won't be chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. If it's huamad bekeva, so potentially it's considered basa b'chol of midrabanan, and pekahai gavna, the Taz assumes that basa b'chol of midrabanan also creates the din of chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. When we paskin that basa b'chol is not considered an iser balua for purposes of chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed, even basa b'chol of midrabanan is included in that. Rabbi Akiva Eger notes that this Taz is disagreeing with the Minchas Yaakov, who says a basa b'chol midrabanan will not be chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. No, Minchas Yaakov assumes basa b'chol midrabanan is not ru'uya lehiskabed, and you see from the Taz in Sifkat and Dalet, the Taz is assuming that it is considered ru'uya lehiskabed. If that's the case with Ha'ira, you can argue on the Prima Gadon's diyuk in the Taz of Chatin Gimel. The tab, remember, basar b'cholov is considered an iser machmas atzmai, not an iser baluah, and therefore by basar b'cholov I apply the rules of chaticha ha-re'uya le-hiskabe. No? The Taz says, why is basar b'cholov an iser machmas atzmai? Zok the Taz, avin yor raya. The fact that if I have chatzi zayis basar and chatzi zayis cholov, I get malchus. So therefore, you see, the whole thing comes together, becomes an iser machmas atzmai, it's not an iser baluah. That's what the Taz says. So Prima Gadol wants if Katan Gimel jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, and Prima Gadol says, 1 second, Malchus! That's only Dairaisos! No? It's a similar idea to what we spoke about in the Beria Sugya. Is it the Siba or the Simen? No? So according to the Prima Gadol, right, the Prima Gadol's diuk in the Taz Sifkat and Gimel, I have a steer in the Taz. Because the Taz in Sifkat and Gimel, as understood by the Prima Gadol, is assuming that Basar B'cholov Midrabanan is not considered Ru'il Iskabed, and yet the Taz in Sifkat and Dalet says, if I'm Maimid, the Gevina, with the Kevas Neveila, so then it becomes Basar B'cholov Midrabanan, then it is Ru'il Iskabed, there would be a Stira. Elamai, the Prima Gadol's diuk in the Taz Sifkat and Gimel is not a good diuk that he just is speaking about. It's a simen rather than a siba, like we mentioned in Simen Kuf. Now, back to cheese. So, is cheese considered ru'iyah l'hiskabe? So, most cheese of goyim is not ru'iyah l'hiskabe, because most of the time they're ma'imed it with the cholov shebekeva. Or they're ma'imed, or the cheese is also because there's like little tzichtzuche cholov mixed into the cheese, and that will never be mechabed arichem with. However, the Taz Tainas, that if I have gavina that was made out of cholov treifa, so then it is ru'uya lehiskaved. I don't have to be choshish, says the Taz, that the gavina was made from cholov treifa, because, dude, most people don't make cheese from cholov treifa. No, cholov treifa is like a rare commodity, right? So most of you don't make cheese from cholov treifa, so I don't have to be choshish. But if I know the cheese was made from cholov treifa, so then according to the Taz, that is not ru'uya lehiskabed. But there is the most yeshivish maharshal, most yeshivish maharshal ever. The maharshal says that cheese is never ru'uya lehiskabed, because when guests come over, you never give them milchiks. No? The difference between guys and girls, the Derech Kalal, I don't understand this, is that girls prefer milchik restaurants and guys prefer fleishik restaurants. Am I the only one whose wife prefers milchik restaurants? Agreed?
I'm the only one who's the other way around.
What? You guys the other way around, uh-huh. The Shaila. It's a very serious Shaila. I don't know. But, I mean, the minig is that you go out to date sometimes to milchik restaurants, because the marshal says it's not ru'uyah l'hiskabed. Milchiks! No one eats a lot of milchiks, he writes, and you don't give guests milchiks. Right? I think this is like a super yeshivish marshal, no? Almost as yeshivish as the Reyach HaTayra that we spoke about in Pei Tes. Okay, that's the marshal. What about a chaticha that's only asura kadei klipa? So the Ramah tells me that if it's only Asur Kadei Klipa, it's not considered a Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskabe. We mentioned because you don't invite a guest to give him a Klipa of food. Frek the Shacha Kashin, Sifkat and Vav, what do you mean to be Asur Kadei Klipa? It has to be an Isser Baluah. And we already know that there is no Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskabe on Isser Baluah. That's a Shach's question, Sifkat and Vav. So the Shach answers, well, it could be, it's Asur Kadei Klipa by Basar B'cholov. And by Basar B'cholov, we consider that an Isser Machmas Atmai. For example, if I pour hot milk on a piece of meat, so that would be Asur Kadei Klipa by a Basar B'cholov, and that is an Isser Machmas Atmai. Yesh la'ayin. However, this is a kasha I mamish had years ago when I learned Bishul B'Shabbos and Morosha Kolel. And Reb Fivel Cohen asks it in the Bali HaShulchan, page 127, going over to 128. But before we get that, I have to say the kasha. So the Shach says we're talking about Bishul Basar B'cholov. Great. The Yad Avram has its own answer. The Yad Avram on the bottom of the page Shulchan Aruch says maybe we're talking about the Isser Hamavashal B'Shabbos. The din is that if you cook food on Shabbos, the food becomes treif. You're not allowed to eat the food. No. Mevashal B'Shabbos is mamash aser. And it could be that I do Bishul B'Shabbos Ayudei Iroi, and it becomes aser kedei klipa. If that's the case, so then I have a case of an iser machmas atzmai by kedei klipa. It's not an iser balua. That's the Yad Avram's razzle dazzle mahalach. Now here's the problem. There's a big machlikas rishonim with the iri asers at all. The Mishnah Brura develops a yesod that when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, whenever there's a Machlokas HaPoskim, we assume it's not going to be Osir. Since there is a Machlokas HaRishonim, Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, on Taisus Membeis and Shabbos, V'oid, V'oid, about whether Iri Asers at all, maybe Iri's Dino Kikli Sheni. So if that's the case, so then why would there ever be a Din of Maisa Shabbos, Ayidei Iri? So that's Reb Vaiva Cohen's Kasha on page 127, 128 in the Badei HaShulchan. And Reb Vaiva notes that the Mishnah Berurah himself asks this Kasha, but you have to change the gears in the Mishnah Berurah to recognize he's asking the Kasha. The man is good. Right? He says that the Mishnah Berurah says, Kamosha Kasafti Sifkatin Lamid Beis. But in Sifkat Lamid Beis, the Mishnah Berurah has no shaykhs. What he really means is Kamosha Kasam Magen Avram, the Sifkat Lamid Beis, and that answers the whole issue. That answers the entire issue. I actually think that this is pretty good. Fine, let's go back there. In Sif Gimel, there is a discussion, what's considered Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskaven? This all begins from the Rush in Simen Lamed Vav. There are Rishonim who say that to be a Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskaven, there has to be something that you would give the guest right now, Kimo Shehi. And therefore, the only thing that's Re'uya L'Hiskaven is a cooked piece of meat. An uncooked piece of meat is not Re'uya L'Hiskaven. That's the Sheet of the Rabbeinu of the Ramban. And the Rush says, this is wrong, because the Mishnayis at the end of Urla speak about a bunch of stuff that is not bottle, including a goze, perech, and whatever, and most of those things are not cooked. So therefore, says the Rush, even uncooked items are going to be Ru'il at his kaved. Frecht with five o'coin in the Badei HaShulchan, hey Rush, dude, what you talking about? Right? He says, what are you talking about? Because over there it's not Batal, out Davar Shebeminyan. It's not out Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskaved. So he asks Akasha. Okay, I don't know. But Bekitzer HaMa'asa, the Ramban holds that to be considered Chaticha Re'uya L'Hiskaved, it has to be something that you would give to guests right now. It has to be a cooked piece of meat. However, the Rush himself disagrees, and the Rush says even if it is an uncooked piece of meat, it can be Re'uya L'Hiskaved. And then there's a discussion, what about it's a very big piece of meat? It's so big that you wouldn't give a guest. No? I don't know how many of you watch the Flintstones, but on the Flintstones, Fred used to sometimes eat a brontosaurus-like. You guys mamash have no bikiyas. No? You remember this, right? Fred, now a brontosaurus leg is not real escapade. It's too gross. It's too big. Right? So can it still be real escapade? So the Rush says, you know what? A little bit of chicken is still not going to take something away from being real escapade. If it's a big piece of meat, all you have to do is cut it. It's real escapade. And Tarnagoilus benoit sasa is also real escapade. Or a keves, that you have to remove the skin from it. It's also real escape, because all you got to do is remove the skin. So, la halacha, the mechaber has two opinions in Se'if Gimel. But the pashas in the mechaber is the stam of the mechaber is that it is Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh only if it's cooked already. Then the Mechaber quotes a Yesh Chokim that disagrees and says that Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh no matter what. The Ramah, however, splits. The Ramah splits between the Tarnigolas Benot Sasa, right? And presumably, as the Shach and the Taz note, Hu Hadin, the Keves Ba'ura, where it requires a tikkun gadol to get it off. It's very difficult to get the feathers off of the bird. So therefore, that is considered, that is, Tanagazin like Sasa is not considered real in this cave, but a big piece of meat that all you have to do is cut it, so that is considered real in this cave according to the Ramah. Okay, so Mechaber Ramah disagree. Now, one ha'ara within the Mechaber, the paftasin, the Mechaber is to be Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh, it has to be something you would give guests right now. The problem is at the end of the simen, we have these funny dinim about dimui. Let's say I have a bunch of chatichos, and I know one of them is treif. Right? So can I look at the cut of the meat and match like the head to the neck? And if it matches, say, that's the treif one. Now, l'chayr, if I'm talking about matching the head to the neck, it's uncooked. And afil hachi, we're dining on the din of chaticha ru'uyah lehiskaveh. So the Pischei Tshuva in Sif Katan Tes already raises this problem. And from that kasha, you get the impression that even the mechaber might hold that to be ru'uyah lehiskaveh, even the mechaber might hold like the Yesh Chokim that he quotes, which is that even an uncooked piece of meat might be Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh. That's what emerges from the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Tes, based on that Stephen the Mechaber. Nonetheless, there is makom to go in the opposite direction, no? And say that even the Ramah holds, fundamentally, that it's only going to be Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh if it is an already cooked piece of meat. In the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Dalet, they quote a case from the Chassam Sofer. Now the Chassam Sofer basically says that you b'makom hefsed meruba, you can rely on the mechaber even if you're an Ashkenazi. The Prima Gadam over here dance whether Ashkenazim can rely on mechabers even b'makom hefsed meruba. We spoke about this. At the end of Tzadi Tes, we spoke about this. Can you rely on the Mechaber B'makayim Hefzeh Merubah? But the Chassam Sofer says you can. So what emerges is kind of funny, no? That one could argue that the Mechaber really holds that it... The Mechaber really holds that Tarnigoles Benot Sasa, etc. is... Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh, and it could be that the Ramah really holds that only if it's fully cooked is it Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh, right? That basically we are having chiastic structure, right, in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, look in the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Dalet and the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Tes, look in the Badei HaShulchan in the Tziyunim Os Ayin Beis, about maybe sometimes when the Ramah has a nusach v'chein no hagen, so the Ramah is not telling you his own shita. That's already interesting for the Shulchan Aruch scholars among us. Right? That could be that the Ramah is not saying, I disagree, he's saying, etc. Okay. Do you guys have 5 more minutes, or... The last... Se'ifim over here in the Simen about Beria and Chaticha Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh is a discussion that if you chop it up, does it lose its status? Now the Pashtus is, as the Shach notes in Sif Katan Tes Vav, that Beria and Chaticha Ru'uyah Lehiskaveh don't lose the status with the same thing. Risuk by Beria means Recha'ira, that you just, it loses, it's squashed. It's just squashed. And then it's not considered a beria. Perhaps if viable entertains, it has to be squashed that you can't recognize it. If it loses any tiny amount, So then it is already not a barrier. By chaticha ruli l'eskabed, if it loses a tiny amount, it can still be a chaticha ruli l'eskabed. And this rasei kocha oira has to be by chaticha ruli l'eskabed that it doesn't look good at all. To be chaticha ruli l'eskabed has to be something like, and the achrayim over here write, the shach I think in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, the Taz writes in a couple places, that the din of chaticha ruli l'eskabed all depend on lafi ha-makim, lafi ha-zman. What do you give guests? Right, so the Pri Chodesh discusses, let's say the piece of meat became smelly. Is that called Uyele Eskabe? Ken Zayn that? And Ken Zayn in our country is a big brontosaurus like the Fred Flintstone would eat. Isn't that really Eskabe either? Because that's not what you give guests. So Chayra depends if Fiha Makaim or Fiha Zman. There's some discussion, let's say the Mora Hura isn't sure if it's considered Uyele Eskabe in this Medina or not. Is that considered a Suffolk Chasarin Yediya? That's kind of a cute question. But basically, we paskin that there are dinim of chaticha ruila hiskabed. Now, we also pass a chaticha ruila hiskabed and beria are not batal even min b'she'en omino. Dovashi yishlo matirin that we'll learn starting tomorrow in Kuf Beis is batal by min b'she'en omino. What's the hevdel between dovashi yishlo matirin and chaticha ruila hiskabed / beria? So the Rav explained in his Shi'urim, page 296, that there are two reasons why things are not bottled. It could not be bottled because it's not considered a chelik of the ta'arufis, or it could not be bottled because it is a chelik of the ta'arufis, narvas, there is a special din that we don't allow it to be bottled. Beria, right? The chashivus is such that it's not considered... Beria and chaticha ruila hiskabed is not a chelek of the taruvus, therefore it's not going to be bottle even min b'she'en omino, as opposed to davar she'yesh lo matirin that is considered part of the taruvus. Narvas Chazal Institute that's not bottle because they say it can't be bottle me'ez ha'sibashi that we'll start discussing tomorrow, I hope. So then it is part of the taruvus, so therefore by min b'she'en omino it is going to be bottle. There is a discussion. Let's just make two more points. In the Badei HaShulchan, he has an Arichus beginning on page 123, going over to 124. If a piece of Basar B'chalav is Nis'arev, so we say, Al Chaticha Ruila Hiskabed, it's not going to be batal, if it's a Chashuv piece. Why don't I say that it's not considered a taruvis at all? Because the kfeil could come and taste it and say, oh, that's basar b'chalav. Do I assume that something that's nikar ayyadei tam is also not considered a taruvis? So the Pri Chodesh assumes that if it's nikar ayyadei tam, it is considered a taruvis. Excuse me, the Pri Chodesh assumes, I said it backwards, if it's nikar ayyadei tam, it's not considered taruvis, and min ha-tarev, it's not going to be batal, and the fact that we don't rely on kfeila means it's never going to be batal no matter what. It's not going to be batal at all. That's the Pri Chodesh. Reb Chaim Cohen is ma'arich here on page 124 to show that we don't hold like the Pri Chodesh. This din is beferish against the Pri Chodesh. The din over here says that basar b'chalav is only not batal because it's chaticha ruila hiskabed. Lulei, the fact that it's chaticha ruila hiskabed, it would be batal. In other words, against the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh would say that basar b'chalav is never batal because it's always nikar ha'iser, like what we spoke about in bug checking, right? What is considered nikar ha'iser? Is a kfeila enough to make it nikar ha'iser? Is a machlokas between the Pri Chodesh and it seems like Shulchan Aruch over here. L'cha'ayra, this issue might be related to what we were discussing in bug checking as well. When the kfeila identifies stuff, so first of all, kfeila, let's assume a kfeila has to be a real full-fledged professional. And the guy, you know, like you ever saw a wine taster and they like swish it around their mouth? And they're like, you know, there's a certain umness to it. If that's the case, maybe that's not considered nikar ha'iser because it requires a certain difficulty. Almost like what we discussed with respect to bugs, if it requires a certain degree of difficulty, that's not called nikar ha'iser, perhaps. Reb Chaim Cohen himself on page 124 is a different mahalach. He wants to say that if the only way to identify the iser involves some sort of hefsid, for example, the kfeila is going to eat it, and that will take away some of the substance, because when you eat it, it's gone. So in that case, one could argue it's not considered nikar ha'iser. If you can only be makirit, are losing some of it, that's not called nikar ha'iser. And he turned this, and even if you're going to say that the kfeila could taste it just by putting it in his mouth and then spitting it out, like we saw a discussion of being at Sadi Ches and the Taz, that's also considered hefsed, because ain't no one going to eat it after it went into his mouth. I agree with that, Svara. Right? That sounds very reasonable. So that's one issue. The last issue to talk about over here is just the very end of Simon Kuf Aleph, where we apply the dinim of Simanim. And the dinim of Simanim say that if I have a Rosh Keves and I don't know which Keves it came from, so I could be makif it. Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about if I bring a whole barrel of fish, and the fish are all cut up, and one of the fish has scales on it, and the cuts match, so the Kahai Gavnai could be Mekel, meaning I can rely on Simanim even for Din D'Oraisa. This Lachor is a bit of a Chiddush, because the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a Safek, whether Simanim is D'Oraisa or Lav D'Oraisa. Everybody holds, the Mufarshim explain, or that there are three levels of Simanim. There's a Simen Muvhak. A Simen Muvhak is something that Mamish for sure helps, no? A Simen Muvhak is that I can identify exactly what the wallet looks like because you have Mamish, a scratch on the inside corner of the wallet. Mamish is Simen Muvhak. There's a certain type of Simen that is a Simen Garua. That for sure does not help. A Simen Garua is the pshat. Like, if I say I lost a pen, what type of pen? Oh, it was a Bic pen, a blue Bic pen. And that's a Simen Garua Ma'od. There's a bazillion blue Bic pens out there. No? That's not a Simen at all. The Shayim on the Gemara about what Simen D'Oraisa, Simen Lav D'Oraisa is what we call Simen Emtza'i. A Simen Emtza'i is a mid-level Simen. Now, we can be Mekel on Yisurim D'Oraisa with a Simen, but L'chari, you need a Simen Mufak. For example, to be Matir and Aguna, I say I found a dead guy. How do you know it was him? I say, oh, it was a tall person, a short person. That doesn't help. That's a Simen Garua. If I say the guy Mamish had a mole on the under the left arm, right? That's a Simen Mufak. Right? That I can matter Naguna with. If I don't have a Simen Mufak, I have a Simen Emtza'i. The Pashta says you can't be matter Naguna with a Simen Emtza'i. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Even though Mishum Iguna Kilu Barabanon, a Simen Emtza'i does not help. But the Pashta is that two Simanim Emtza'im do help to be matir and aguna. If you look in Evan Ha'ezer Simen Yudzayin Se'if Chaf Daled, we pass in that a simen, two simanim emtsaim help even to be matir and aguna. Two simanim emtsaim come together and become a simen mufak. Im kainim hadavarim, I think we could understand the Taz here. The Taz is saying that when I match the Rosh Keves with the cut on the neck, the Taz says that you need two simanim. You need a simen in the mar'eh, which means that like it's the same color. Right? Animals have different shades, different colors. And you also need a simen in the direction of the cut. You know, like a puzzle that you put the pieces together? The Taz says you need both. Why do I need both? Apparently because for Din D'Oraisa, you need both simanim. That's L'cha'ira, what the Taz holds. The dover that's a little bit difficult is the Shach is mitzayin to what he wrote in Simen Pei Gimel Sif Katan Dalet, where the Shach seems to hold that even a single simen can be matir and a d'oraisa, and that is harder to square with Judaism. Right? That shot is more difficult. Again, we could be ma'ayin in the sugya of simanim a lot. It happens to be a very lumdish sugya. But for our purposes, I think we've done enough. And this might have been the longest share we said all semester. So we'll let you free.